free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you hear to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, all I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom. Songs of freedom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to radio.dominican.edu. This is Sticky Situations here with DJ Honey and DJ Too Smooth. And today we have a special guest here with us, my best friend. Say hello, DJ Too Smooth.
Oh, what's up, listeners? This is DJ Too Smooth, like you heard. But as we're sitting here, I can't help but to notice there's this other friend in the room. DJ Honey, will you introduce this friend for us?
Yeah, so this is my best friend for about 14 years now. She actually came to visit me for the weekend. So we're going to give her a name. What would you like your name to be, best friend?
I'm not sure. Think of something clever.
I know Too Smooth thought of Bonkwee earlier, so we're gonna call her Bonkwee for the day.
Wow.
So that works.
Cool.
So this is Sticky Situations, you guys. You all know and are aware of what we do here. But before we get started on today's show, we're gonna go ahead and give you guys a recap of the games that are coming up, and other events on campus that are coming up. And bear with us because this is the time of season where everyone's starting to get a little ill, and I know I'm already sick, so if I sound disgusting, I'm completely sorry.
Hello, everybody. If you don't know who I am, my name is DJ Too Smooth, and I am going to update you on the one student shows and two of the athletic events that are coming up this week. So after us, I know you just heard from DJ Boombox, DJ Jams, I'm sorry, with her show, The Boombox, and right now you're listening to Sticky Situations with DJ Honey and DJ Too Smooth, which is me, and our DJ Bonkwee. Shout out to DJ Bonkwee. We've also got after us from 4 to 5 p.m., DJ Breezy with the 8th Dwarf. We've got the new, from 5 to 6, we've got DJ Cool Kitten with the new normal. From 6 to 7 p.m., we've got the 808 with DJ Ho Alohe. At 8 to 9 p.m. tonight, we've got the premiere with DJ Jazz. And tomorrow, this is super important because tomorrow is tomorrow and it's Tuesday and everybody loves Tuesday shows. DJ Honey?
Yes.
You love Tuesday shows, right?
I do love Tuesday shows, but I love our show more.
Oh, of course. Our show is the best. But anyway, Tuesday shows. We've got What's Shaking 1 to 2 with DJ Cheeks. I suggest that you listen to that show because DJ Cheeks is hilarious, and I think that's wonderful. From 2 to 3 p.m., we've got DJ Gaines with The Fresh Take. From 3 to 4 p.m., we've got DJ Beefcake with Where's the Beef? Very fitting, I'd say. From 4 to 5 p.m., we've got On the Bounce with DJ Duncan. Ball is Life, 5 to 6 with DJ Radical and DJ Smooth. From 6 to 7, we have DJ KP with Study Time. 7 to 8 p.m., we have DJ 1UP with his show, The Combo Breaker. I'm going to guess it's about video games. So if you like video games, I'll tune into his show on Tuesday from 7 to 8. And then let's go to Wednesday, Hump Day. Everybody loves Hump Day.
Woo-woo!
Woo-woo! And if you want to listen to a wonderful podcast, you know, you go to radio.dominican.edu, and then you click on student shows, and then you scroll down, and if you go to Wednesday at 4 to 5 p.m., you would hear DJ Young Z with It's Gonna Get Weird. And if you want to get weird, I suggest that you listen to It's Gonna Get Weird. So from 5 to 6, we've got DJ More with Travel Diaries. That sounds super fun. Like, it reminds me, gives me a little, like, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants vibe, you know? I kind of like that. We should go. Anyhow, if you want to go traveling, you should close your eyes and tune in to DJ More. So 6 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, hump day, you have Kauai Corner with DJ Sadaharu. And from 7 to 8 p.m., DJ Royal with the Survival Guide, College Survival Guide, I'm sorry. Shoot, I need some of that right now. I'm starting to drown a little bit. 8 to 9 p.m., hump day, Wednesday, 2 days from now. You've got My Two Cents with Captain Quality. Oh, it's a quality show right there. I would definitely tune into Captain Quality's Quality Two Cents show. Thursday, that's the, I think that's the 19th. And then Thursday, which is the 20th, we've got Between the Panels, All Things Comic with DJ Powers from 2 to 3 p.m. And then we've got 5 to 6 with DJ Fizz, What's Poppin'? I just like saying that, What's Poppin'?
What's Poppin'?
Okay, I wonder if he says it like that or if he's like, What's Poppin'?
I highly doubt it.
So he's like, Hey, it's DJ Fizz, What's Poppin'? All right, whatever. Okay, Friday, we've got All Rockin' Metal with DJ R&M. Hollywood Glitz, 6 to 7 p.m. with DJ Diamond. And to wrap it up for Friday, this is Awkward with DJ Goody. So those are your student shows with your very own student DJs. Just like DJ and Honey I are. Honey and I are. Hiya, 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 hiya. But, yeah, so I think it's cool that we all get the opportunity to get on the radio and have a live broadcast. So, one, thanks to everybody that listens. Two, thanks for everybody for listening to that and listening to our other fellow student shows, because I know ours is the best. However, you have to give some other people a chance because, I mean, we are the coolest, but there are some other cool people too. But also, just a Penguin Sports recap. As I am looking at our schedule, so this is kind of exciting. So the next home game for soccer that we have is November 3rd, a Thursday. And then volleyball is not going to have another home game until the 11th, November 11th. That's a Friday. But you know what else happens in November?
Thanksgiving.
And not only that, it's way more important than all of the above said.
Is it your first home
game? Nope. Yeah, well, no, yes, yes and no. It's basketball season.
Woo!
So I see right here that there is Wednesday, November 16th, there is a basketball game, home opener. I mean, that's men's, so it's like, it's like half as exciting as ours. But, and then Friday the 18th, a whole hot dog, that's our home opener. And we play Cal State Dominguez Hills. Ooh, ooh. I'm just so excited. Sorry, you should start talking because I'm just too excited over here.
Alrighty.
Oh, yeah, that was all your Penguin Athletics coming up.
Excuse me, guys. So just to give you a recap of what happened this past weekend, Midnight Mayhem happened, and yeah. DJ T-Smooth did an amazing job.
Don't lie to me. I can take it.
You did. You did. I was actually surprised. She did a little Beyonce out there. It was nice. It was nice.
Oh, sickening. I watched the video, and I wanted to cry, but it's fine.
But anyways, you guys are listening to Sticky Situations, where we talk about situations that are sticky, controversial topics and such. And so today, something that DJ T-Smooth and I wanted to implement was our stickiest situation that we've encountered over the weekend. So I guess I'll start off with mine, and then T-Smooth or Bonkweek, you can go. Just a reminder, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Sticky Situations. Alrighty. So my, and listen tight because Bonkweekwee knows this, you don't know this quite yet. What's so funny, Too Smooth?
I just love every time we say Bonkweekwee.
They're dying and I wish I could die with them. I have no idea what's happening. Anyways.
I'm going to play a video of Bonkweekwee soon.
Okay. So basically what happens, or what I believe I kind of put myself in this position. So as if you guys have been listening and such, you know that I am kind of seeing someone right now. excuse me. And the other day, so this weekend, it was said that he was going to come over for, you know, a little fun time. And I was, you know, I was drunk, whatever, because I had went out. I went out, you know, had a good time, whatever, came back, and I knocked out because I was exhausted. But, you know, he knows that, you know, doors open if need be, like, come in, whatever, and then, you know, say hi and such. So I went to bed. I woke up the next morning and he wasn't next to me. Like, you know, he wasn't there at all. And usually he stays the night pretty frequently. So I was a little, not confused, but I was like, okay, is everything okay? Like, did he make it home safe? Because I know he had went out with his friends and such. And so we have this.
Wait, what night was this?
This was Friday night.
Okay.
So so we have this, like, game that we play together. And all of his stuff is hooked up to it. So, like, he can get, like, messages from, like, his Twitter or his Instagram or whatever from it. But he lets me play. He's like, yeah, whatever you want to play, you know, like, whatever. Mind you, all of his stuff is in my room. So I was like, okay, I want to play a game. So, like, I grab his stuff or his, like, you know, device, whatever. And I see that he has a DM, direct message, for those of you who don't know what DM stands for. And from a girl. And I was very interested and intrigued because I had this girl, I've seen her before, and I've, like, always, like, had female intuition that, like, she had a thing for him, you know? So I basically opened it and read the conversation. And basically she had hit him up first and was like, hey, like, come to so-and-so's for the party, whatever. He had said, hey, I just woke up from a nap. And she was like, oh, like, come on, don't be like that. Like, come over. He's like, I'll see what I can do. Later had messaged her and said, what did he say? Oh, are you still awake? And she said, yes. We're at my place now, though. And then he's like, okay, I'll see you there. And that was that. Why are you looking at me like that, Too Smooth?
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it either. So I automatically, I mean, first intuition, I was mad. You know, I was like, are you, like, freaking kidding me right now? Like, I literally, like, are you kidding me, you know? And then, so I spoke to my roommate about it, and I was like, what do I do? Or, you know, like, what? And everyone that I've talked to. You're
sick Too Smooth on him.
everyone that I've talked to about it, which is not many people, but they don't think that anything, like, happened or anything, you know? Like, how do I put that? Like, they don't think that anything happened, like, he did anything with this girl. They're like, oh, they're just friends, you know, like, if, like, he's not that kind of guy, he doesn't seem like that type of guy, whatever.
Then why but would no you do one it in the first place?
They're just friends.
Well, and I know he goes over there a lot because
it's a normal thing.
Yeah, it's a normal thing, but it's because so she lives with she lives in the same complex as his other friends.
Mm.
So, like, he's over there a lot. And I've never, like, beforehand, like, I never, like, really, you know, like, thought about it. And then at one party, I saw their, like, interaction, and it just seemed like she was being extra friendly. And now it's more so, like, okay, I saw this now. Now I'm starting to, you know, put stuff together. But a lot of people were telling me, and now that I look at it, first of all, I think we had a conversation the other day, and he told me that if, for whatever reason, if something like that was to happen, he would tell me, and I believe him. I don't know if that's, do you think that's dumb of me to believe him?
I don't think so. If he's that type of guy and you have no reason other than the situation to not trust him, then I feel like there's no reason to doubt.
Yeah, I feel like anybody should have the opportunity to be trusted until they are proven to be untrustworthy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you the fact that you see something like that, yeah, that raises red flags, but I feel like the best and most important part is to, one, step outside of the anger and figure out, you know, like, one, that's weird. Why is it a DM? I don't know. Like, I've only DM'd a girl one time. So I feel like, you know, that is something, like,
yeah,
you know, that you and could text or Snapchat, or you have so many other things. Why the freak would you slide? And they're like, I feel like that's just a thing. But anyhow, I feel like, you know, if he told you that they're just friends and there wasn't anything, if there's no, there's nothing, like, pointing to the fact that he did something, then, like, I feel like you should give him the benefit of the doubt. But maybe you should voice that, maybe, you know, the fact that you've seen things that she does that makes you uncomfortable, maybe you should bring that up to him and see what he does with that. Because if he cares about you, he's going to do something about it. Do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
No, yeah, and I totally understand you. So we had that conversation basically the other day before the situation arose, and he basically told me that, you know, if, like, that he cares about me and that, you know, I'm, like, his main focus right now, but who knows what would happen, you know, if too much, I mean, and we're not official, we're not, you know, whatever, we're kind of exclusive because of, I mean, it's kind of, you know, a lot of people, I think a lot of people know. People tell me that it's obvious.
If his stuff is in your room, excuse me, what is that?
Well, we haven't quote unquote made it official or whatever.
So he hasn't gone, excuse me, Karina, I mean, DJ Honey, will you please be my girlfriend? Like, that's...
Basically.
But who does that now? Okay, I got a little story for that one. So my ex-fiance, Chelsea, right?
Excuse me.
Well, I mean, Kelsey, the devil. That one. So we were like, seeing each other for probably 3 months. And then I was like, I don't remember where we were talking to somebody. I was like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend. She's like, excuse me, I'm not your girlfriend. I was looking at her, I was like, what did you just say to me? Like, what? She's like, I don't ever remember you asking me out. I was like, isn't that like a sixth grade thing? You know, like, I'm pretty sure that we're established, that we're together. We do extra fun things. We go out and eat together. You know things about me. I know things about you. We kind of like talk and share fluids. So
I think people need the reassurance, though.
So it's like, oh, it's that talk that's like, it's like after we say, what are we?
Yeah, it's basically, okay, like, are we, you know, because I'm not going to, like, my thing. My parents don't know about this guy right now. If we were to make it official, they'd probably know. You know, there's like that line. There's like, it's a really thin, thin line, but it needs to be established that it's there.
Is the pressure uncomfortable or something?
What pressure?
Like the pressure of being official.
I don't know. I think it's more so when we had this conversation, so the guy, oh God, hopefully he's not listening, but the guy that I'm talking to right now.
Shout out, homeboy.
is basically, he's like a very sensitive guy. We had like, so the other day when we had this like talk, we had this, it was a very deep conversation. And we spoke about how, you know, about his exes and stuff and about my exes and stuff. And he told me that usually when he's like, he usually falls really fast. And I'm kind of the same way. Me and my ex were dating for 2 weeks before we made it official or whatever, you know?
Oh boy.
And, I mean, we were together for 2 years and I mean, it worked out, you know, doing things fast isn't always a bad thing because you're in the moment, you know. But anyways, so basically he told me that usually after about 2 months, the people that he's talking to or the person that he's talking to slowly starts to drift away from his life. So I think, so we're almost...
Wait. You mean drifted or he pushes? Because there's a very big difference between subconsciously pushing people away when you're uncomfortable with them. And then that's me. When I feel there's a presence too strong, if somebody likes me more than I like them, you know, like, I mean, I care for them. I like them. I'll cuddle them. But it's not like there's not this unstoppable desire for me to approach that person and talk to that person. If I know somebody is that way towards me, then I disconnect myself. I slowly disengage. I don't do the things that I did because it makes me uncomfortable. So there's a point in my head where I don't want to admit that I'm pushing that person away because I'm uncomfortable, but subconsciously I'm pushing that person away. But I'm going to say that they're stopping what they're doing.
He told me drifting away. And I mean, from the way he's been acting with me lately, it doesn't seem like he's pushing me away. The other day when he didn't stop by or like didn't come when he said he was going to was a little... Not strange, because I figured, okay, maybe he just got really messed up and, like, just couldn't make it back to campus or whatever. But I mean, he seems pretty fine. But, I mean, basically, it was... So, my sticky situation was basically, I went through this guy's phone when I shouldn't have, you know, found something. And something that my ex used to tell me all the time, and it, like, sticks with me till this day, is when you dig, you find. And I dug and I found. I'm not sure what the conclusion to this is. I just know that basically my conclusion is I don't think he did anything. I think if he did, he would have told me something. And I also think, but I think that she may have feelings for him or whatever the case may be, or may have feelings for him or is interested in him or whatever, because she was the one to make the initial approach. You know, she's the one to like kind of not be all over him, but like, be extra friendly. So at this point, I'm kind of just keeping my eye out for her, but I don't think that he would do anything.
I feel like the important thing of that is being like, being able to say, like, one, I don't think you should ever have to worry. The problems in relationships are when you have to worry about other people. You know what I mean? That's when thoughts are created. That's when all these unnecessary things float through your head that cause you anxiety or cause you to, like, low-key resent him, you know what I mean? Like little things that you make up, like, what is he doing? Is she doing this? Is she doing that? Yeah. You know? And I feel like the most important thing is trust. You know, if he feels uncomfortable in a situation, that he will step out of it, you know, and he cares about you the way he says he does, then he will, you know, he will respect that, and he'll respect that, you know, things that, you know, and boys are smart. They know, like, oh, I know somebody would be uncomfortable with this. You know what I mean? This is not a normal thing that I should be doing. So, you know, and he seems like a respectable boy, so I feel like he would do that. And I mean, it's just sketchy. Like, and you're right, if you dig, you find, but you shouldn't want to find something like that, I feel, you know?
No, yeah, definitely.
But I mean, if nothing happened and because of it, then I don't see as if there may be a problem now, but we just hope that you don't find one, you know? That's interesting. So, recap, we've heard from DJ Honey's sticky situation. And we are going to go into a very quick break, and we will be right back with some more sticky situations for you. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sticky Situations here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth and DJ Von Quickly, our special guest. So basically, just to recap what we just got in, for those of you who are just tuning in, I spoke about my sticky situation from the weekend, and basically I dug and I saw something on someone's phone, a guy that I'm dating in particular, and, you know, not officially dating. saw a message from a girl asking him to come over. They're friends, and I know that they're friends. He said that he would go over, but it seems like more, at least from her point of view. But that was my sticky situation. And before we left, we started talking about trust and how I should trust him and stuff like that, which is true, and I do trust him. I, like you guys have said, he hasn't really given me a reason not to. So trust is definitely still there. But we spoke on, when we had our deep conversation, me and him, he had told me, he's like, you know, you're the only one that I have eyes for right now, this and that, da da da. He's, but he also said, you know, but if I'm highly intoxicated, or, you know, if we're either one of us, you know, if we're under the influence, whatever, like, who knows what could happen. And I agreed. I'm like, yeah, very true. You know, if I'm really drunk or whatever, like, and, you know, but I told him, I was like, when I'm really drunk, I usually hit him up. Like, you know, there's no other person on my mind.
Yeah.
But he basically told me, like, if that was to happen, that he would tell me, which I said, you know, okay, that's respectable. And I told him, I was like, I respect you, you know, telling me, but I also told him, I was like, I don't know how I could, you know, go on from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh, well, you know, like, I believe in, like, fixing, and, like, you know, like, I feel like everything could be fixed. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I have feelings for you, and I know that feelings just don't go away like that. So mm-hmm. I'm still going to have feelings for you, but I'm going to be hurt, and my trust for you is going to be broken. So from at that point on, how am I supposed to continue this, whatever we are, because there's no trust?
Can, like, I, it's just going to be. Question?
Yeah.
You said that he usually thinks that girls tend to shy away from him after 2 months, but you said also that you've been getting close to 2 months with him. What do you think will then happen once you two reach that 2 months, if things continue to go smoothly? Does he gonna, like, just dive all in and get all lovey-dovey, or do you think he's gonna continue to push you away? What do you think is gonna happen?
True. Yeah.
I honestly don't know. Like I said earlier, I usually, you know, when I'm falling for someone, I fall fast and I fall hard. And basically, when I fall fast and I fall hard, like, we it usually is like a mutual thing, and then, like, after a couple of weeks, we're like, okay, let's do this, and we're all in. So it's kind of, I don't want to say weird, but, like, it's just like we're slowly moving there, and it's something that I'm not really used to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, by this time in my relationship, I'm, you know, like, we're, you know, we're holding, like, we don't do a lot of PDA if people don't know about us, just because, like, first of all, we don't like people getting in our business, because that just brings about a mess. But second of all, you know, like, I don't know if he doesn't feel comfortable yet, like, you know, or whatever the case may be, but we're just moving slow. I don't know. I wish I did know, because then I could just be like, okay, I need to move on, or, you know, like, whatever. But I'm hoping after, like, these 2 months or whatever, like, you know, or I guess once we finish that cross, or, like, cross that line, he'll be like, okay, she's not, you know, gonna leave, or she's not whatever. I mean, I am eventually gonna leave. I have to, you know, leave Dominican, but I don't know. We'll see. But that was my sticky situation. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I was just gonna say, it sounds like that you both have, like, some past relationship problems, issues, trust issues, insecurities, and it sounds like that 2 months is. And I understand that. It's like a certain point to where you get to know somebody, your comfortability, your chemistry. How can we just sit here and not talk and not feel awkward? Can we just enjoy each other's company? And I feel like, well, one, that is a very hard thing to find, especially in college, because, I mean, I know people, there's people for me that you're very nice to look at. And I know there's times when I simply put up with looking at you. I mean, put up talking to you just so I can look at you. But then there's those people that, you know, you want to spend all your time with, but you can't necessarily do that. So I feel like that 2 months is a good time for where, you know, you get to feel them out. Like, okay, we have good chemistry. We get along together. We like a lot of the same things, but now let's see about about their insides, their relationship feelings, you know what I mean? Are they going to, do they have the same feelings that I do about situations, or do they want to just be friends? So it's like, I feel like in that 2 months, it's where you're like feeling each other out, you know, like, mm-hmm. what do you want? What are your expectations? Do you want a relationship? Do you just want to have fun? Do you just want the sexual part? Do you just want the you know, the chemistry and the feelings part, like a more emotional relationship? So I feel like, you know, that's a very good determining factor. It's like, you know, two months is a good amount of time, you know, and in that amount of time, you can get a lot done and you can know a lot about a person. So I feel like that's good. But I also feel like there shouldn't be as much pressure on the situation, you know, like, one, in my personal experience, I think when I overthink is right when I ruin something. As soon as I think like, ooh, what can I do? Like, you know, what's happening? Is it going this way or this way? Or, you know, if I do this, will it do this and this and this? It's like, I feel like that starts to ruin it. It's like, that's when I just step back. I just go with the flow now. You know, I try not to have any expectations. I say what I want to say. Because, like, if I want to text the person I like, good morning, beautiful. Like, good luck on your test today. It's like, I know she's not going to give me what I want out of it, mm-hmm. but I got what I wanted out of it. You know, like, I got to, I don't know. It feels good when I get to say that. It's like, I know you don't want to tell me that I just made your day, but I know I did. You know what I mean? And I hope mm-hmm. you have a good job on your test. Like, you're beautiful. I care about you. I value you. Like, you know, and it's just like, well, for me, there's things that I do just because, well, one, I'm selfish and I don't know. And I know that maybe she doesn't want to hear that, but I was going to do it anyway. So it's like, I don't know, you know? I don't know where I was going with that, but...
Me either, but hey.
Wait, that's out there now. Was a point. Dang it, it'll come back.
But yeah, anyways, so that was my sticky situation, and I guess it's not sticky anymore. It's just a matter of me having to deal, and I guess see where this goes. Because we've been having fun, and that's all it's really about. Having fun, enjoying your time with the person that you are potentially with or whatever. But anyways...
You want to hear about your sticky situation?
Okay. So Bonquiqui, just to give you guys a little recap, for like I said, we've been best friends for 14 years, born and raised in LA County.
Oh gosh.
Played softball together.
Mm-hmm. We used to go trick-or-treating together. We like
gotten sleepovers.
Yeah, we've done it all. Yeah. Believe it or not.
They're the best and the worst.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But so she goes to school in Indiana. She came to visit me, surprised me like a couple weeks ago, was like, hey, I'm coming. And I was like, hey. So she came to visit me on Friday. She was here for Midnight Mayhem. So she saw before.
It was awesome. Saw that? You did a great job.
Oh.
It was awesome.
So we've had a pretty interesting weekend. But she definitely has a sticky situation for you guys. So go ahead and listen. Open your ears.
All right. So Friday was my first day here. At my college, we're not allowed to do nearly as much as you guys here. It's a very conservative college, so we're not allowed to have parties or dance. We're not allowed to really do anything at all. We'll get in trouble if we do. So
they can't. Hold on. Yeah. Let me just. They cannot dance at their school, you guys.
Wait. What do you mean? Like,
we'll have homecoming, and you'll go, and basically, instead of dancing, we'll have like the dinner portion, and then there will be a talent show. And so you'll sit through it and watch a talent show and then go home. There's no dancing. Yeah.
They have. And before.
Oh, and boys and girls have their separate dorms. Guys are only allowed in the girls' dorms 2 days a week, Friday and Saturday for 4 hours. And your door has to be open. It's just, there are a lot of rules.
Oh my God. Well, I'd be chilling because I love the girls out all day. They're fine.
And before they go to school, or before, like, you know, they enter as a freshman or whatever they enter as, they have to sign a contract that they will not engage in any sexual activity, that they will not do any drugs, and that they will not drink alcohol.
Yeah.
The whole time you're there?
The whole time you're there.
Oh, wait. Why did you go to this place?
Well, I was originally going to go to another school, and then at the last minute, things changed up. Someone really close to me really wanted me to go to this school. And, I mean, it's great education, but you don't get the full college experience right there. So coming here to come visit DJ Honey, I was so excited because she's told me many stories about her crazy weekend. So I was ready to have a good time. So anyways, Friday was my first day here. Went to Midnight Mayhem. It was awesome. It was so funny. Definitely had a good time before we went there. And then the party continued afterwards. And I met a friend of hers and things went well, and you know, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but
things went very well.
Yes.
Oh. So she met one of my friends. I had told him about her prior, or I like, because you know, he's in my group of friends, so I basically had told him, hey, like, my best friend's coming, I'm so excited, da, da, da. He's like, oh, do you have a picture of her? Like, can I see what she looks like? I was like, sure, why not? And like, I show off my best friend, like, it's good. I was like, oh yeah, like, that, go best friend, that's my best friend. So basically I was like, yeah, this is her, like, isn't she beautiful, whatever, da, da, da. And he was like, oh wow, like, you know, like, hook a brother up. But I was like, oh, I'll see what I can do, you know, not really, like, you know, I don't know how she's gonna be, so like, you know, whatever. So I previously told her about it, and I was like, hey, like, you know, my friend is interested in you, or whatever the case may be, you know, I showed him a picture of you and whatever. So she kind of knew that, like, he was kind of like on the hunt or whatever. So like she said, we had a little fun before Midnight Mayhem, you know, she's of age, so you know, we tossed back a couple of drinks, went to Midnight Mayhem, enjoyed ourselves afterwards, went to In-N-Out, which was like amazing at that time of night. But anyways, went to In-N-Out, and you know, I was expecting to have my best friend, because like, you know, sleepover and like everything, and then I get like a call at 8 o'clock in the morning from her, and she's like, hey, your door's locked.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know, so what's so sticky about the situation?
Well, here's the scoop on this. I did not reveal to this person that I'm in a relationship with someone back at school.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's my favorite part.
So this is where it gets a little sticky. We both, see, this is where I'm coming from. We're both adults. We both consented to this, you know, situation and had no problem with it. We knew it was going to happen. It was fun. We both enjoyed ourselves. But I see it as, like, yes, this happened. Yes, I'm in a relationship, but we both consented. So I don't see, yes, I'm dating someone, but how does that change the situation? Like, it happened, let's move on. And this person was really angry with me the next day because they found out through someone else that I had a boyfriend. So I don't understand why they're so upset.
So is he just mad because he didn't know firsthand that you had a boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh.
Which I can understand, like, oh, that comes off as a surprise, like, you don't know, but it doesn't change anything, so there's no need to be rude.
He was rude to you?
Yeah. Like, ignoring me and stuff.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
That, why, while we were in the room?
Yeah. Yeah, just like I wasn't even there. I said hi, they said hi back, didn't even look at me, walked into your room, and when they left, didn't say bye, didn't say anything to me. So I thought that was really immature of them.
Oh, wow. Well, I can say in my personal experience, so the person that I happen to like has been in a relationship for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that, we've been talking for like 4 months now, and it's more like, so at the beginning I didn't know she had a boyfriend either, and so I like developed feelings for, like, obviously she's beautiful and you're beautiful, so I'm sure he was like, oh yeah, game on. And then I'm sure to find out that, you know, like, oh shoot, she has a boyfriend, like, I don't even have a maybe it's like I don't have a chance, or you know, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe just the disappointment that, like, he couldn't have you again or something, or maybe he felt, I don't know, I'm just trying to think, because when I found out she had a boyfriend, I mean, I'm a little different, but I saw it as a challenge, like, you're talking to me already, like, what can I do now, you know what I mean? And especially if, the way I look at it is, if you're open and honest, one, with your significant other, I mean, if you're in a relationship, there's no problem. If you're honest and open, I personally do not see a problem. And it's their choice what they're going to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously you're an adult. You thought about it. You made a choice.
Yeah.
You're living. This may be the person you marry. It may not be, you know, but you're young. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's not life or death. And then second, it's like, shoot. Why did I forget? if as long as so you're open with your significant other, and then you're open with the person that you're doing this with. You know what I mean? Because as long as you have the fact established, okay, we're gonna do this.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that's all that's gonna happen. You know, you don't have any more expectations of it because you can't.
Yeah.
Like, I have a boyfriend. That's my expectation. You know.
And see, coming into this weekend, it was just a weekend thing, which makes it even more confusing, because I don't know why you'd be so angry if he knew too. Like, it's just, I'm only here for a week, and there's no way this would ever turn into something serious. I'm going to school in a different state. He's going off to do his own thing. I'm doing my own thing. So why is he upset?
Maybe it's like, well, I don't know. Just meeting you, it seems like you're a good person. So I'm sure like he established like feelings for you, like deeper than he may have thought. And then when he got to that physical level with you, I mean, I personally won't do something with somebody unless I have a deep connection with that person that I can, if I'm going to make love to you, I don't like to have sex, you know, like I want to, my main goal is to like make you happy in every way that I can. And if I don't like you, then I'm not going to do that. So maybe he just like established these like, and in his head when you're like, oh, I have a boyfriend, he was like just an internal mind blown, like, well, there goes every chance, fact, anything that I had. And maybe he did have hopes that, wow, she was so good at that, or wow, she was so nice and cool and awesome, and oh, maybe we could talk or something. And you're like, well, I have a boyfriend. He's like, so maybe it was just the sheer rejection alone that, I don't know, or maybe it was because he was a second choice. Like, because I know personally there was a while after, like, probably like 2 months I was talking to my person, I would get mad that I was her second choice. Like, I'm better than that. I don't ever need to be or deserve to be your second choice, because if you're coming to me, obviously I have something that you don't have.
Right.
So if you don't want to make me your first choice, I'm not going to be any of your choices, you know? So maybe, I don't know, I'm just trying to, you know, I was in that situation, so
it's
I'm trying to.
Viewpoint.
I mean, I would be, to be honest, if we did that and then I had to look at you, I'd be like, shoot, like, I'd be sad, but I don't know if I'd be mean. Like, it'd be hard to be mean, but. I mean, I could see how he was hurt, like, if he, especially if he had a good time. He's like, man, I want to do that again. But now he can't even look at you because you have a boyfriend, you know?
Yeah.
That's maybe how he feels.
Mm-hmm. So I was there. She wasn't there when he found out. I was there when he found out. Well, I wasn't necessarily there when he found out. But he found out when we the following night. She wasn't with us. She went to go visit her family. So we were at a party. We were intoxicated again. So I was like, I wasn't even paying attention to him. At one point he was like, he sat down because he was tired, and I was like, okay, like off dancing, doing my own thing, you know, whatever, like enjoying myself. And then next thing I know, there's like three people huddling him, like three, like the group that we came with. I'm like, are you okay, dude? Like, do you need to throw up? Like, what's going on? And he was like, he turned to me with like eyes wide open. He's like, she has a boyfriend. And I was like, what? Like, and I was like, I told you, you know, like, and I was like, who told you? And I looked at my friends. They're like, no, like, they were all like, no, not me. Like, we just came. I'm like, okay, so where the heck did he come up? Like, you know, where did he come up for this? Like, what's happening? Whatever. So I have no idea till this day how he found out.
Yeah, we have no idea. Cause like nothing was said, nothing was done.
So it was just really like interesting how that all panned out.
It's a mystery how he found out.
So the next, so
which I
yesterday,
he won't tell you.
Yesterday, we had plans, like, you know, before he had found out, he was like, yeah, like, we should go to lunch and then we'll go to dinner. Like, yeah, you know, we had plans. I mean, he's still my friend. Like, you know,
he's a really nice guy. He's so nice.
But, yeah, so we had plans or whatever, and I hadn't heard from him all day. So I hit him up maybe around like 6 o'clock at night, and I was like, hey, like, how are you doing? And he's like, I'm good, just, you know, a little, like, I don't know if he said shocked, let me see, he said he was like shocked or whatever that she had a boyfriend. I'm just like, wow, this kid is really taking it like to
yeah,
heart.
He's like,
I'm telling
so
you
guilty.
He must have, like, or he's been home wrecked before, you know. I think about it that way too. My ex cheated on me with my best friend, so the way I look at it, at first I was really hurt when I found out that the girl I like had a boyfriend. I was like, well, crap, that's what just happened to me. I just did it. And then this is what's really, really, really weird. So after her and I started talking, I met her boyfriend.
Okay.
He came into my bedroom, into the dorms, and he was hanging out with me and a bunch of my group of friends. And he, and like, just being in the same room with him, like, sir, I made love to your girlfriend and we are all three in the same
room. Does he know?
Yes, and he stays with her.
Really?
He knows everything. We've gone beach trips, stayed together overnight. She has visited me in my hometown, driven to my hometown multiple times, and it's like, and I know it's like it's. I think it's his first relationship. Like, she is his first everything. Uh-huh. So he's like scared to leave that, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm probably like I don't know, but it's just silly. So it's like, I don't know. It's there's that guilt, but then at the same time, there's like, I don't feel guilty, you know, and you're not doing anything about it, so.
So after checking my messages right now, he told me he felt guilty.
Guilty?
Guilty as F.
Oh.
Which, I mean, I guess is understandable, you know, I guess maybe he's been in that situation before or whatever. But what's done is done, and I mean, at that point, you just kind of
move on,
yeah.
Well, like, and especially if, and I also, I didn't feel bad because the girl was like very open with what she wanted to do. So I was like, if you were down for it, I don't see why, you know, I mean, I guess you'd be like, oh, well, man, I just did something crappy. But at the same time, he's like, he had a good time. So what are you tripping about, homeboy?
Mm-hmm.
You just got like the reap all the benefits of, uh-huh. You know, so it's like, I don't know. Maybe he's just sad he doesn't get to have you again. That's the only thing I can think of.
Well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with our special guest, DJ Bonquiqui, and DJ Too Smooth. We'll be back in just a second. Keep it sweet, y'all.
Every cowboy sings the same song. Every rose has its thorn. Avon, cause shawty, you look ready. Forget the bag. I wanna lay your body right here on the table. So just hold this steady. I'll go get the camera. We can make a movie. I'm gonna put my hands up. Lay back while you do me. Jump right out the shower into the jacuzzi. Giving you what your body wants. I'm boyfriend number two. Cause the first one hit a real. Seem like he know what to do. I'm boyfriend number two. And I know you like it freaky. So I'm gonna give it to you.
I'm boyfriend number two.
Don't fuck, don't fight, don't argue.
Cause second place always got a whole life to prove. So whenever you get in a mood,
just come.
Boyfriend number two.
I'ma pick you up and put you on a counter. Girl, you feel so sexy.
I'm not your other man.
I'ma take my time and kiss all around ya.
Only if you let me.
I'll go get the camera. We can make a movie. I'm gonna put my hands up. Lay back while you do me. Jump right out the shower into the jacuzzi. Giving you what your body wants.
I'm boyfriend number two.
Say yeah. You be making plans, cause he don't hit it right. Say yeah.
I got a couple places I'm sure he don't know about. No familiar faces. You can feel free to go out.
I'm not afraid of doing what he does to do.
I'm boyfriend number two.
Always got a whole lot to prove. I got something to prove.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey, here with DJ Too Smooth and our special guest DJ, DJ Von Quiqui. So basically, I'm going to kind of give you guys a synopsis of what's been happening so far. So we went over the upcoming games and events that are coming up, as well as we went over Midnight Mayhem and how Too Smooth did an amazing job. We spoke on My Sticky Situation, which is basically going through your significant other's phone. We spoke on my best friend DJ Von Quiqui's situation, which is hooking up with someone on a just a nightly, you know, rendezvous. No.
You have to rephrase that. Not a nightly rendezvous. No. I hope this is not how now. No, this does not happen nightly. A one time night.
There you go.
It was a nightly thing.
I've had a long day. I don't think so. Too many cough drops are it's getting to my head. So we spoke on that. Now it's DJ Too Smooth's turn to tell us her sticky situation.
I don't want to.
But you have to.
It's sticky and I don't like it.
We're intrigued.
Okay. So, sticky situation this weekend. So, I think it was Friday, I received a text message from one of my family members that was very hurt by something I had said on a radio show. They were listening, and they took something. And what's silly is, so it comes out of my mouth. A lot of the time, so I think it was like after I turned 12 or 14, I had been lied to so much and I had lied that I realized, hey, you know, I'm really sick of this. And now I understand how much it hurts when people lie to you. Mm-hmm. So there was a point in me and it flipped, right? So then, I really chose never to lie. And a lot of the times that got me in trouble, I would say what I was doing and where I was, and it got me a lot of trouble. So I don't, you know me, I'm very adamant about telling the truth and being an honest person and upfront. And so I feel like, you know, when I say something, I have those feelings. And the feelings that make me say the things that I do are so deeply knit inside of me that it's hard for me to change my feelings about certain subjects.
Okay.
So I get a text from somebody saying that basically I am playing the victim. I make up stories and lies to get attention. Mm-hmm. And that I should not make this person out to be a villain in my story. And the first thing I think of is, so, okay, yeah, we're on a radio show. And by God, I don't know how many people listen. And I don't know how many people know who actually DJ Too Smooth and DJ Honey and DJ Von Quiqui are. And you know, I would honestly be, I would love to listen. See, right here it says 2 listeners. So, you know, and I would love to actually hear or know who listens to this show and who would be able to tell me what they even know about me and how I am the way I am. Mm-hmm. So the way I responded to this message, and I said, honestly, I have no idea what I even said to make you feel this way. But I want you to know, so, you know a little bit my family situation. Yeah. I am the only child. I am the only relative in my family in California, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's me. I'm the only child in California. My stepmother's mother is in California. So I'm the only one here. And all my other siblings and my father and my sibling's mother are there. And so the way I think of it is, you know, when all these holidays are going on and everything's going on, all of you get together, you all exchange fun, happy, huggy, kissy, blah, 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 that I haven't been a part of. And then when you try to tell me that you've been so welcoming, you're so welcoming, you throw out my things when I leave? Is that welcoming? And so I'm trying to think of this to myself, and I thought about it. I said, you know, I will. I'm going to think about this. I'm going to hold myself accountable, and I'm going to think. So I listened to all my radio shows. I listened to all of ours. That's freaking 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours worth of radio shows. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening and I says, and I'm just trying to listen to my words, like, and what is hurtful and what is a lie? And so
And I, and when I'm talking, I'm trying to give all facts. Like, this is exactly how I remember. I remember going to the store, and I remember these things so deeply because they impacted me when I was a child, and they still hurt me. So if I remember something when I was a child that it hurt me, why would I make that up? And first of all, if somebody doesn't even know anything about me, and it's like, I never even talk about these things. A lot of my friends don't even know my family. A lot of my friends don't even freaking, they think I'm an only child and I only live with my mother. They don't even know I have a father. So it's like, you want to be hurt by the things that I say? How about you even try to be in my life? She has never seen me play basketball before. You care about me? Do you? So it's like, I don't really want to. I find no purpose and value in arguing with somebody. And it hurts me too, because if you want to make me out to be a liar, I want you to give me concrete evidence. I don't want you to say, I don't remember making it up. I don't remember saying it to you and your brother. I don't remember only saying it to you. So her husband, my father, only saying it to his children, not the one that she has with him. So if I'm the only one that remembers, I wonder, I must have made it up, right? And it's something that impacts me to my core, that makes me stay away from my biological family. I must have made it up. Mm-hmm. I'm totally playing the victim. So the reason why I don't even want to bring this up, and I don't even want to, like, that's why I don't want to talk about it, is because I don't even want to feed into this. It's the fact that and this is what really bugs me too, is I love my siblings. Okay, I have five brothers. I have Brandon, Mitchell, Zachary, Evan, Tim, and Madison. My youngest sister, Madison, I'm very proud of her. She's the only other sibling in college. She's going to be a nurse. I'm very proud of the things that she has accomplished. I love her. She's my little sister. I don't have another sister in this world. It's her, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of her and the things that she's accomplished. My little brother, I don't know a single person that's accomplished more than him. He's 18 and he works as a freaking... He's an operator for freaking a construction company. Nice. 40-year-old men work to get that position. So I'm very proud of him. He works his butt off. He's about to buy a house, and he's younger than me. You know, he always works his butt off. My brother, Zach, he is the most beautiful nephew. Like, he has made me the most beautiful nephew, like, that you could craft out of, like, clay and, like, hand mold and then kiss by God. And he's just so beautiful. And it's like, I'm so proud of my brother. We've all had problems. My brother, Brandon, my brother, Mitchell, my brother, Tim. We've all had problems, like, with our parents and our siblings, and everybody goes through some crap with their family. But all I'm saying is, like, if one person has a story that's different from the other siblings, why don't you try to figure out why that's different? How about I'm the only sibling that's away from you guys? I wonder why my story is a little different than yours. So when all of you want to alienate me because you want to believe the one person that's calling me a liar, then I'm not even going to deal with it. If you want to look at your younger sister or your older sister, and yeah, she's making up a lie just to push herself farther away from the family. Does that even make sense? Why would I push myself away from my family? Why would I make a story to push us all apart? It doesn't make sense to me, and I would never do that. So I will not feed into this because I didn't make anything up. Why would a child do that? And I'm not a child anymore, but I'm saying this is what happened when I was a child. And the fact that now that I say something that made me how I am, it made me who I am, gave me this emotion. And yes, I could have another emotion about it, but I don't, because nothing has been done to try to change this emotion. So if you want to say sorry, sorry doesn't do anything for me. How about you give me 5 minutes of your time? How about you say hi? How about you call on the phone? You know, that's so hard, right? In your busy life. Shoot, I mean, we're all busy. Yeah, I get it, but it's like, don't just say you're sorry and say you're guilty. I am too. Okay, I try. I drove my happy butt up to Montana. I got on a bus for 3 days straight to go to Montana. What did you do? You know, so it's like, I put in the effort. So if you want to try to slander me or make me look bad, you can do that all you want. You can make up stories. You can say that I lie. All I'm going to say is that I love my family, and I have never not loved my family, but as soon as you make me out to be somebody I am not going to care about you. I'm not going to put the same love and effort into our relationship. Yes, I am very grateful for what you've done for my siblings. You raised them. You made them into the people that they are. That's cool. Thank you for the guidance and wisdom and everything that you've done for them. As for me, I'm not so sure. I mean, so I don't know. So that's my sticky situation. And now that I'm all excited about it, see, what do you do? And that's one thing I don't like about family. That's why that blood and water segment for us was so hard, because it's, I love my family. Yes, I would die for my family. My family does come first. If my family needed me, I would drive right now to go there. You know what I mean? But it's the fact that, and I'm sure if I called any one of my brothers back, they would answer, or they would give me a call back. But it's, I know that there's friends that they wouldn't even breathe before they left. You know, that people would give me the shirt off their back. You know, and I know my siblings would do the same thing, but they're, you know, when you grow up, you're all so busy. And after you've grown up, what's hardest for me is we did have, like, split childhoods together, you know. We'd visit every now and then, and we'd get to play and all that. But for me, it's the hard part. There would be 5-6 years that would go by, I'd never see them. I would never see my siblings. And I know there's people that don't go their whole life without seeing them, and that's fine. But how am I supposed to go see them? And it's, I mean, I love to do it, but the most awkward thing in the car is sitting there and wondering, when we were kids in the same situation, when I try to think of a situation that still impacts me today, that still makes me the way I am today, I look at my brother and I say, how did that impact you? And I think about this. Things that emotionally scarred me for my life, I wonder how that impacts my sibling. And what's weird is we'll never talk about it, ever. And it kills me to my core. All I want is to know them. But that's the one thing I'll never have.
Are they all, they're half siblings, correct?
I have one full brother, Zach, one half brother, yes, and then a half sister, and all the rest are step.
Okay.
But it's just silly, because as the time goes by, it gets harder and harder, because, you know, you have to live, but it's like I just want to hang out with you, you know? And the last time I went there, this is also why it's so hard to try. I went there for 5 days. I didn't work one day. And everybody was at work every day, all day long. I sat in the house and did nothing.
This was over the summer when you went?
Yes, I went twice over summer. It was the same thing. It's like, one of my brothers, in which I understand, he went off to hang out with this girl and the kids, and I loved that. I loved seeing how happy he was. He was so happy. Like, seeing him taking care of the kids, you know, that weren't his, like, it made me happy, but it murdered me, because I wanted to hang, like we used to. We would spend hours together. We would ride bikes. Like, he would ride me on his little crotch rocket, and I would skateboard, like, just hours of mischievousness and just having fun with my sibling and just having fun. And now we're out to adult. Like, you have to work, and you have to go see your girl, and you have to take care of this and this and this and this. So it's like, and same with me. Nobody comes down to California to visit me, but, you know, if they did, it'd be the same thing. You know, one, I go to class all day, and then I have practice 3 hours at night. So, yeah, maybe we'll have an hour-long meal, but I don't know what I can do for you unless you come in the summer, and then, which you won't, because you're going to have plans too. So am I going to be the only one to go there? So I'm the only one trying? So...
Family in itself is a sticky situation, I believe. I mean, thankfully, I've had I would like to say a good experience. I mean, my family is very close-knit. Don't get me wrong, we have our issues, and, you know, I have my own issues with my father or my mother, and, you know, like, my brothers, you know, we go through it every now and then, but I like to think that I've had a pretty, normal is not the word, but, I don't know, my family is not normal, but we've made it through. What about you, Wongkwikwi?
I had a little bit of a rough upbringing simply because my biological father left my mother and I when I was 3 years old, and so that put a lot of pressure on my mom to work full time. And then I was basically raised by my grandparents and my uncle. And
you're an only child?
Yes, I was for the longest time until my mom got married about 10 years ago, then they had another kid. But, yeah, so it was tough then, too, because then it was like, there's another kid in the house. I didn't have all the attention anymore. But, yeah, growing up was a little bit difficult because I was always jealous of those other families that – had the mom, the dad, like the perfect life. And I was like, I just have my mom and my grandpa and my uncle, and they're my father figures. But yeah, I mean, we all make it through, and it's tough at times, but family is complicated, and you know, you just take it one day at a time and be grateful for the things that you have. Exactly. Because that's all you have.
Exactly. Well, it's just so silly. Like, there's the one thing that's why I try not to talk about, is because it made me so much of who I am today. And I feel like, you know, that's going to make us the better parents. The fact mm-hmm. that, and we're going to hold ourselves to such a higher standard, you know, like, I know for sure myself, I'm not going to marry somebody unless I've been with this person for a really long time and, like, I have them cuffed to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to make sure there is no doubt, like, or we are going to be the best problem solvers, because if this person leaves me and we have a child together, I'm not going to be happy, you know? And I never want my child to have to deal with that, like, 4 Christmases, you know what I mean? Or 3, right. You know? And it's just, it's not fair. And I feel like, you know, the way that we were raised and the situations that happened to us, you know, my single mom raised me too. And it's like, the strength that I saw her and the struggle that I saw her go through.
Yeah, it motivates me.
Exactly. And I know you probably want to, like, provide for your mother, all the sacrifices she gave up for you. Mm-hmm. And same thing for me. Right when I graduate, I'm not buying myself a car first. I'm buying her a car first. And it's like, I know how much, and the older we get, it's like, the more I understand, the more sacrifice, the more she had to give up for, you know? So it's like, you're right, right. We have to be grateful for what we have. And it's like, that's why I'm most grateful what happened to me. It's like, I am who I am because of it. You know, I don't really want to argue with those people on why, because, okay, I guess we've all said our piece, but you know what I mean? But, it's, you know, we just have to move forward, be better, build better. Ow, sorry.
So on that note, we're going to go ahead and go into another little break. For those of you who have been listening, we've been talking about all of our sticky situations, including myself, DJ Honey, DJ Too Smooth, and our special guest, DJ Bon Kwee. But we'll go ahead and go into a little break. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be right back.
Not just for the meanwhile, for a long, long time. Better believe it. Oh, oh. Whenever you're not in my presence, it feels like I'm missing my blessings, yeah. So I sleep through the daylight, stay awake all night. Yeah, you're back again, oh yeah, yeah. You think I'm biased, tell my significant other. You hit it right on the head, only been missing my lover. Got a phone and a text in my phone and I don't reply. The next day, boss, tell you why. Yeah, they're mad at me. Yeah, yeah. Worried about nobody else. Ain't you, I'm with myself. You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. What's a king, babe, without a queen? There ain't no I in team. You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. If the guys out the car, it won't drive. So I feel when you're not by my side. When I wake up in the morning, up under you, and only you. Oh, oh. Grateful for your existence. Faithful no matter the distance. You're the only girl I see. From the bottom of my heart, please believe. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. Worried about nobody else. If it ain't you, I'm with myself. You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. What's a king, babe, without a queen? There ain't no I in team. You make me complete. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. You're all that matters to me. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're all that matters to me.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey, here with Sticky Situations, along with my co-host, DJ Too Smooth, and our special guest, DJ Von Quickly. So just give you guys a recap of today's show. Sticky Situations in itself is about our controversial situations that that arise during the weekends and such. So I spoke about my sticky situation in terms of going through significant others' phones, you know, snooping and such.
Hopefully
he's not listening. God bless my soul. Hopefully he's not listening. We went over our special guest, DJ Bonquiqui's sticky situation in terms of hooking up with people while dating someone else. And we spoke on DJ Too Smooth's
DJ Too Real.
DJ Too Smooth's situation. And regarding just family drama.
Baby mom drama.
So, all in all, you know, everything is still sticky on our side.
Still sticky here. How about you? But anyway, I just want to tell you some of the... So everything's sticky. You know this with sticky situations from 2 to 4. But after us, I just want to give you like a recap of the today's shows and then the games that are coming up in November, because it's super important, because you need to go to them, because you need to support the athletes, because they work really hard and it's cool. So after us, from 4 to 5 p.m., we've got DJ Breezy with the 8th Dwarf. And then after that, 5 to 6, we've got DJ Cool Kitten with the New Normal. 6 to 7, DJ Ho Alohe, 808. The 808, I'm sorry, her show, the 808. And then from 8 to 9, we've got DJ Jazz in the premiere. And then that's actually all for Monday night. So just tune in after our show and give them some love and see if you like what they're talking about and what they're not talking about and all that good stuff. And we'll give you a recap on the athletic events coming up. Soccer. Oh, yeah. Did you hear that this weekend they were playing, I'm pretty sure it was Art, and they won.
Yeah, 2-0.
Yeah, that was cool. Mm-hmm. That was women's. Men's won 1-0.
That was, yeah, women's won.
What was it, Christian? Tristan. Tristan got his first goal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was cool. Congrats, dude. Right on. I congratulate him today, but that honor would be cooler. Anyhow, so November 3rd, the men's and women's got a soccer game versus Chaminade. Go out there and support them. And November 5th also. So we're out of games, home games for October. So get ready, write it on the calendar for November. And then volleyball, you've got the Friday the 11th, November 11th. They're playing Point Loma. And then you've got Saturday, a back-to-back game. At 7, they're playing Fresno Pacific too. So, you know, head to Conlon and say what's up to the volleyball team. Support, show some love, get loud, be spirited, cheer, show them some love again, and then you'll be good.
All right, everyone. Well, that was our show today.
No.
Just kidding, because DJ Too Smooth wants to tell you something else.
I want to ask DJ Bonquiqui, did you have fun?
I did have fun.
Have you ever been on radio before?
No, I have not.
Was it nerve-wracking?
No, it was really fun. I enjoyed it. It was cool to get on an intimate level with each of you and just kind of express our ideas with each other.
Isn't it fun just to be able to like sit here and talk
say
about whatever?
You want. Yeah, it was fun.
I know. I like it. That's why I think for everybody, I know we talked about why our show is Sticky Situations, but I think it's cool because we get to come in here and like whatever happened to us over the weekend, you know, we can reiterate on that. And mm-hmm. I'm sure like
they're relatable situations.
Exactly.
Too, which I like.
I mean, because we're college kids and everybody likes to have fun. And if not, you can be a hermit and not listen. So that's fine. But anyway, it's like, I don't know. It's cool. And then I like that, you know, that you got in with us and was honest, because I feel like that's another good part of our show is like mm-hmm. we're brutally honest and it's kind of disgusting sometimes. But it's fun. And so thank you for joining us on the radio.
Thanks for having
me. And
I
hope you do it again, because it was fun. And it doesn't sound fun to not party.
It's not.
It sucks. I'm sorry. But I hope you're killing it out there.
Yeah. Like have everyone fun. Listen yeah. out there when you're out there.
I can't have them listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This is too explicit for our school.
That's so good, funny. Well, you are listening to
radio.dominican.edu. This is Sticky Situations here with DJ Honey, DJ Too Smooth, and our special guest, DJ Bonquiqui. We'll be back next Monday from 2 to 4. Today, we're ending a little early. We're a little under the weather, and I am slowly dying, aren't we all? Gross. So, for those of you who have listened, thank you so much. Stay tuned for the other student shows, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
magic spell.